It is a Wednesday evening at the Mall of America, and there is quite a crowd gathering. There is a buzz at Dick's Last Resort on the fourth floor, and a feeling that something big is about to happen. Vikings quarterback Christian Ponder is set to make his debut on the Vikings Country Radio Show, and his appearance has the restaurant at capacity. But getting all the fanfare and attention isn't what Ponder is looking for.
I guess it comes with being the quarterback, but I'm not that cool of a guy, so I don't really understand it.
While the quarterback isn't sure what to expect for topics on tonight's show, he is comfortable and ready for the challenge, thanks to some previous work.
I'm not nervous. I'm kind of used to this stuff. I used to be. It's funny. Growing up, I was always like very shy, very antisocial, and even until middle of college, I mean, I was that way. So I was always nervous to speak in public, and I still get nervous. I have to do speaking engagements. It's a lot easier when you're getting asked interview questions. Someone else leads the conversation, but actually. I took a job with the Boosters the summer, I think, before my sophomore year, and was basically a telemarketer for them and had to cold call people to sign them up for boosters or try to sell them season tickets. And I hated talking to people on the phone. I was scared to death to talk to strangers. And not only that, but I was a telemarketer, and you know how people feel about telemarketers. But that really helped me out a lot, getting over that anxiety of speaking to strangers or people I didn't know, or trying to hold a conversation, and so that was good. So now I'm pretty comfortable with everything.
As he drives to Mall of America, he has a chance to reflect on what has been a very successful start of the 2012 season for the Vikings quarterback.
I feel a lot different than how I felt last year, and the whole year is different. I've been going through the OTAs and everything over the summer, and going through that experience last year, obviously it didn't go as well as I wanted to, but it was definitely a learning experience that I think in the long run will make me better and everything. But, so far, so good.
Taking the reins of the offense in just his second season, the 24-year-old has stepped in and shown plenty of poise and potential.
I think the biggest thing is kind of knowing what to expect, knowing kind of what life in the NFL is. Last year, with the whole lockout, I was a rookie, but as I'm trying to learn the playbook and everything as training camp started, I'm also trying to get to know my teammates. I'm trying to find a place to live. I mean, it was just a lot all of a sudden at once. And so this year, developing great relationships with my teammates and my coaching staff, and knowing the offense a lot better than I did last year. It's a lot more fun this year. I had a lot of fun last year. I mean, it was a dream come true for me to enter my first NFL season, but kind of getting that experience on the belt and kind of knowing what things are going to be like, it's a lot more fun this year.
His early season success is just one reason why the crowd for tonight's show is at max capacity. The weekly radio show allows Vikings players to spend some time discussing topics far outside the game of football.
And then I talk to Carrie Underwood tomorrow. I'm going to be backstage with her. It's like, if you ever want to give a guy self-consciousness about his looks, it's these 2 days. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
So are you telling me that I'm handsome? That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Oh, wow. are you just
very
becoming aware of this?
Very interesting.
Come on, you're a good-looking man.
You're a good-looking man. Yeah, I must. You are on radio, but you you could easily be on television on, I don't know, PBS or something.
Where it's blurry
and
fuzzy.
Regular cable, you plug it in the wall. You don't have to order anything. It's just...
Because last year, Jared, 22 sacks, gone. He's off the show.
Yeah, well, I can see. I mean, Jared's pretty big time, and you're not, so I can see why. And,
wow!
Yeah, I'm just kidding, man.
I know. I totally get it. Oh, Jay Glazer, he's my best friend. Oh, I'm going to hang out with more. Oh, Aaron Andrews is on the other phone. I guess I'll just talk to her.
Right.
The debut of Christian Ponder on Vikings Country was a big success. And if the young quarterback continues to play at this level in 2012, this will certainly be the place to be on Wednesday evenings.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian Ponder.